our work towards justice, our work resisting, has been something that we've been doing since oppression has existed. So we are in a continuum rather than facing something that is new. I think it's important to remember that this is actually part of a history, and we are in a next step, a next phase. More than ever, we need artists to really highlight the injustice, to remind us that we are not alone, to remind us that our resistance is part of a legacy, and also to help us to envision the world we wish to see. My personal call as an artist is to bring that forward to the best of my ability and to invite other artists to do so as well. Art has always been a part of resistance. Now more than ever, we need people to be supporting artists that are speaking out.
Here in Baton Rouge, one good thing did happen, that we did have a female mayor, a black mayor, Sharon Weston Broome, the first elected female African-American mayor here in Baton Rouge. And so I think that was a win for us. And it occurred around the same time with the presidential elections. But there's other communities that don't have a mayor that has their best interest. And so I think in the next 4 years, Donald Trump, in a strange way, will make us come together a little bit more, I think. It'll keep us a little bit more sharper. In the last 8 years with Barack Obama, I'm going to be sad to see him go just like the rest of us. Even the baby is going to be sad. But I think that in the next 4 years, it's going to force us to be able to come together. You know, we all know what Donald Trump stands for. We've heard all the sound bites. We've heard everything. We've seen everything. And so it's going to be a tight 4 years. We're going to see a lot of things that we didn't expect to see. But I also think it's going to make the country look at itself that much more. So good luck in the next 4 years.
Well, since the election, I've been really concerned, as many people have, depressed and worried and trying to communicate with friends to kind of support each other. I'm very worried what's going to happen in the next 4 years. But I'm going to do more editing than I usually do. I haven't done very much in the past few years, and put that money aside particularly to support causes that may be particularly threatened in the coming years, and calling out for more financial help if their funding gets cut or if they need more funding for some reason. Planned Parenthood is an obvious example that we've heard a lot about recently. They've been under attack before, and they're a group that I think is really important to support. I'm involved in international groups and immigration rights groups, and those kinds of things would be priorities for me particularly, I think. But you never know who might put out a call that you hadn't even thought of that might be threatened, that I might need to help.
The resistance movement has to be led by the communities that are most affected, and that includes, you know, people of color, Muslims, includes immigrants, includes people of the LGBTQ community, includes women, people that are most affected. We have to be the ones that are leading this. And those who are just waking up to this type of oppression and to really realizing that this is not something of the past, that it's still of the present, you know, I invite those folks to utilize their resources, to infuse them into the movements that are already happening.
Native Americans, at one time, had all of America. Although we valued it in a much different sense than Americans today. I ask, how much profit has been made on the stolen lands? And what does that mean? Deep in the soul, what does that mean? I think a lot of the disenfranchised people who also come from outside of this land suffer in similar ways, at the hands of the capitalistic ideology. So it's a matter of values. It's a matter of acknowledging values of other people. So I would hope that Mr. Trump, as president, could realize that and understand that and appreciate this.
Love everything as much as possible, and, you know, to the extent of your abilities, even if that thing that you love is, you know, kind of abjected with hate or unknown. You know, I kind of just hope for a pure equality.